Welcome to Oryx Radio's My Health Journey podcast. You will now be listening to our health promotion program, where we focus on health-related topics. So sit back, relax, and listen to what we have to share. Welcome, listener. My name is Aluia, and I'll be the narrator for this podcast. In this podcast, we're discussing the right to counseling about the possible changes I may undergo because of my medical condition, treatment, or stay in hospital. These are changes physically or emotionally. I had precocious puberty. Precocious puberty is when the bones grow faster than the body itself. So mine was 8 months older. So my bones have been growing 8 months older than my body. What happens is when your body just produces chemicals and things happen to your body, which is only supposed to happen to a girl at a certain age. The only difference is when you have precocious puberty, it happens much, much younger. So when it started by coming to hospital, injections, every 3 months I have to come to hospital, literally. All these things, I just became scared. And I think that is when I took my condition more seriously. So at a very young age, my breast started developing. And my mother was like, oh, it's fine and whatever. But when she saw that it started getting bigger, it's developing, she became worried. And like I said, we came to the hospital. And at that time, I didn't really know what's happening. I just said, okay, let's just go with the flow, girl. So I went with the flow, but then afterwards, I didn't feel so. I felt sad because I realized that I'm not normal. Like I said, your body goes through changes that girls are only supposed to go through at a certain age. And I'm going through it now. And it's almost like you're maturing, like somebody's forcing you to mature at the age you don't want to mature at. You know what I mean? So when I felt sad, I had my mother. Always, and I still have my mother, to speak to someone at that time. It made me feel more comfortable, you know, just speaking to them. She's a grown woman and everything, and she is there to help me, so she will make me, like, tell me it's fine, or this is, you're just going to go through this, you're just going to go through that. And in my experience, I had my mom, like I said, and I say each and every child, whether condition or without the condition, it doesn't matter, you always need someone there to speak to when you feel sad, gloomy, whatever. We asked a few Oryx reporters and Red Cross patients why they think it's important to get counselling about the changes patients may undergo because of their medical condition or treatment.
Hi, my name is Yusra. I'm 12 years old and I'm an Oryx radio reporter. I do think that it is important because sometimes it's a huge shock. It can be a huge shock to the patients when they do experience these changes. And some people have been picked on or bullied because of these changes. And sometimes it kind of breaks down the patients. And sometimes they don't even want to take the medication anymore because they know what the medication does. So I think it's important that the health caretakers or the doctors prepare them for what they might experience after taking the medication.
Hi, my name is Sonobo and I'm 12 years old and I'm a patient and also a reporter for Oryx Radio. I think counseling is good because when people make fun of you, you keep the pain in yourself, but when you speak to other people, you take some of that pain out.
Hi, my name is Elita Kanta. I'm Oryx Radio's young reporter. I'm a patient at Red Cross Hospital. And I think counseling is important because then the patient gets a positive aspect on why their body changes, and they're not going to listen to what other people has to say or bully them. So counseling might give them the closure they need.
Hi, I'm Muji. I'm 18 years old and I'm a young reporter at Oryx Radio and also a past patient. Why I think it is important that children should go for counseling is because it could help them deal with situations where the causes is like the effects of medicine and different treatments. Certain medications and certain treatments has an effect on the human body and it could lead to swelling up or you might not be able to walk properly for a period of time. So this could help them overcome that, because knowing that someone could explain to you what is going on and the reasons for that.
My name is Hakim Barents. I'm an Oryx Radio reporter and I used to be a patient at Red Cross. I'm 18 years old. Yeah, I think counseling is very important because I myself have gone through these changes because of the medication and my condition, and I never got a chance to talk to someone about it. So bullying plays a big role at school, And once you look different or there's anything different about you, people usually pick on you. It's really not only detrimental to your work ethic at school, but it makes you feel horrible as a person. And if counseling was there to show you how to deal with these things and they could explain to you how these changes work and why you are going through these changes.
Hello, my name is Ulikai Kuti. I'm 12 years old. I'm an RxRadio young reporter and I'm a patient from Red Cross Children's Hospital. Yes, I think it's important because children get to express themselves, then they get to know more about what's the change of their bodies. Counseling is good because you get your mind to release so that you don't get much stress.
My name is Luzuko, 17, artist radio reporter, Red Cross Hospital patient. But yeah, it's important for other people, you know, to get over it, to come closer and all that stuff.
Hi, my name is Tabina and I am 12 years old. I'm an RX reporter and I am from Red Cross Children's Hospital. So the reason why it's important for children to get counseling during the operations and stuff, during the process of getting better, that it would help them, their self-esteem, and it will give them, like, how do you say, up and they go somewhere. If then people look at them funny, then they will be like, ugh, nah, they're just jealous.
Hi, my name is Tariq. I'm 18 years old, a reporter at RX Radio and also a former Red Cross Hospital patient. I think that children do have a right to counseling because especially in your developmental phases, not really knowing everything and still discovering things about the world and about yourself, it's important to have someone that can guide you through it just so that you could feel safer and live life as normally as possible. Also that you can understand what is going on and what you need to do in order to survive and to get better.
That's the end of part one. We still have more to go. So get up, stretch a bit and go fetch your cup of warm coffee. And when you're back, you can press play. Welcome back. We will continue with this program. Here is the next part.
We also spoke to a health worker from the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. They talk about the facilities that the Red Cross has for the children that want to participate in counseling. Please introduce yourself and elaborate more about your position at the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry.
My name is John Joe. I'm a clinical psychologist and I work at DCAP, which is the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry.
Do you make counseling services available to patients if they are feeling insecure about their body changing because of the condition or treatment?
Yeah, so there are certainly counseling services available to support people who are going through a range of difficulties, including changes in their body.
What are challenges you face with providing the service?
The kind of challenge that we have are that we don't have enough counselors. We don't have enough people who can provide these kind of services. And that means it can be difficult sometimes for children to access services quickly.
If one of our listeners is experiencing a bad time with coping with the changes they are going through, physically or emotionally, what would you tell them?
Well, first I'd say that it's great that they are noticing how they're feeling, because sometimes we try not to think about our feelings when they're difficult feelings. So that would be the first thing I'd say. The second thing is that I wonder if they could try and find somebody they could talk to about this. It's always easier to try and solve a problem with somebody else rather than just yourself. So if they can do that, they might try and find somebody who they can really trust. So maybe it's their mom or dad or somebody they live with, or even a friend or one of their doctors. And sometimes it can be hard to talk about these things, but if you can write it down as in a letter, or you can even draw a picture, that can be a good way to try and explain to people how you're feeling or what you're worried about.
We ask patients if they have any advice for health workers on how to support children who are going through physical or emotional changes.
The doctors should be truthful to the kids and the people that take the medicine so that they don't get surprised or shocked about what will happen or what happens when they do get something wrong.
The advice I have for doctors regarding the patient's body changing and medication or operation is that You must first tell the patients before the operation happens what can happen and why is it happening and what are the possible side effects that might happen after the medication or the operation. Then they know, the patients know what they'll be dealing with, so that if they don't get noticed, the patient not noticed, then the patient doesn't wonder, but why is this happening?
Be open with the patients, like, say, for example, this medication that they need to use. Tell them that the side effects of this could lead to maybe swelling or maybe drooling or something, like making your mouth, like, lame or something. So it's like you need to be open and tell them, like, the effects and the consequences due to that could maybe have a side effect over here, but in the long run, it's actually going to help you, you see, and that not taking the medication because of what the people might say outside, in the outside world, like the bullies and things, that shouldn't actually bother you, because in the end, it's your health that you should be worried about and not what they have to say about you. So, yeah.
I would say to the doctors, when something is going to happen to the child, sit with them and talk to them more about what's going to happen to their lives, and then they can get back to normal after that certain period of time. They're doing a great job because they're making children to feel better, and it's great for them to do the counseling for the kids and making sure that every child from each and every ward is healthy, even if a child goes out of the hospital.
The advice for the doctors is that they have to tell the patients the effect of whatever, like, medication that patient is taking, so they should let the patient know what's going to happen, the changes and the effect of the medication, and also so that the patient knows what's going to happen in the future.
So the advice I would give to doctors is that during the process, before you do the whole, or before you give them the medicine, then you should start the conversation to distract them, and then you tell them and how they're going to look afterwards, explain to them how they're going to look, so they know, so I'm doing this to make me feel better or not.
I would encourage health workers to offer counseling and tell them and tell the patients what they can expect from the different procedures or the medication that they're using, so we can prepare ourselves for... For example, let's say we're taking medication and we know for a day or two we're going to be bloated or something's going to look different on our bodies. We can maybe stay off at school instead of going through that where people are picking on you. And it's really nice to have someone explain why you are going through these changes and things. Yeah.
You just listened to advice from Red Cross patients and my fellow RX Radio reporters. I think health workers should have counseling for children because, I mean, my experience, I didn't have a counselor. I had my mommy that was by my side, like I said, and it helped a lot. So counseling should be there to help each and every child going through, undergoing emotionally or physically changes. And the way I think doctors and even health workers should speak to a child is speak to them in baby language, not baby language, but, you know, children language, like break it up and make it sound easy and fine. Thank you for taking your time out to listen to this program. This was put together by RX Radio, a radio station by and for children, situated at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. Please visit our website www.rxradio.co.za for more amazing programming. Enjoy the rest of your day.